Morning cold, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs.
Bob, here's a thought experiment. You're running a language model with a 100,000 token context. A user has been chatting for an hour. The conversation history is enormous, and you're about to run out of memory. What do you do?
The obvious answer? Summarize. Take the old context. Compress it into a shorter text summary, and keep going.
And the problem with that?
Summarization is lossy. Catastrophically lossy at high compression ratios. You lose specific details, exact quotes, numerical values, the precise things a user might ask about next. A summary that's 50 times shorter than the original context? You've thrown away almost everything.
Right, and this is the wall that every deployed language model hits today. Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini. When your conversation gets too long, the system either summarizes, drops old context, or simply refuses to continue. The KV cache? The key value pairs that the model stores for every token it's seen grows linearly with context length. For a long conversation or a long document, that cache can reach gigabytes per request. Today, we're looking at a paper from MIT that proposes something fundamentally different. Instead of compressing in token space, they compress in latent space, not summarizing the text, but directly constructing compact keys and values that reproduce what the original attention mechanism would have done. The paper is called Fast KV Compaction via Attention Matching, and I think it might change how we think about memory in language models.
That's a bold claim. Let's see if the math holds up.
Let's begin. Chapter 1. The Memory Wall. Every transformer-based language model has the same architectural constraint. During generation, the model needs to attend to all previous tokens. That means storing key and value vectors for every token in every layer. This is the KV cache, and its size is the single biggest bottleneck in serving long context models.
Let me put numbers on this. A model like Qwen3-4b has key value heads across 36 layers. At 128 dimensions per head, storing 100,000 tokens in the KV cache takes roughly 3 gigabytes per request in half precision. For a model serving thousands of concurrent users, that's terabytes of GPU memory just for context storage.
And the existing solutions are all unsatisfying token eviction. Just dropping the tokens that seem least important. Degrades rapidly when you try to keep less than about 20% of the original tokens. Token merging, where you average nearby key-value pairs, has similar problems. Head sparsification, where you identify which attention heads need full context and which can work with less, helps at the margins but doesn't solve the fundamental scaling issue.
So in practice, production systems just summarize. Anthropic's own context engineering guide describes this explicitly. When context gets too long, you summarize the old parts and hope the summary captures what matters.
And the paper's authors show empirically that summarization falls off a cliff on information-dense tasks on the Long Health benchmark. A medical records QA task with 60,000 token patient records. Summarization performs no better than having no context at all. The model with a summary does as poorly as a model that never saw the records.
That's damning. What's the alternative?
The alternative starts with a recent paper called Cartridges from some of the same researchers. Cartridges showed you can train a compact KV cache, a small set of synthetic key-value pairs in latent space, that reproduces the behavior of the full cache. Think of it as distilling the context not into a text summary, but into a tiny neural representation that makes the attention mechanism behave the same way.
And cartridges work?
Remarkably well. 50x compression with minimal quality loss, but there's a catch. Training a cartridge for a single context requires end-to-end gradient-based optimization, hours of GPU time to compress one conversation. That's a research result, not a deployable solution.
So the question this paper asks is, can we get cartridge-level quality at practical speed?
Exactly. And their answer is, attention matching orders of magnitude faster, minutes instead of hours, sometimes seconds, with comparable or better quality. Chapter 2, The Attention Matching Insight. Here's the core idea, and it's elegantly simple once you see it. The goal of KV compaction is to replace a large set of keys and values with a small set such that the attention mechanism behaves the same way. Cartridges achieve this by optimizing end-to-end on output likelihoods. Running the whole model forward, computing the loss, backpropagating through every layer. That's why it's slow.
Attention matching takes a different approach. Instead of optimizing the model's final output, optimize the attention computation directly. For each KV head in each layer, find compact keys and values that reproduce two things, the attention output and the attention mass.
Let me unpack those terms. The attention output for a query is the weighted sum of values, where the weights come from softmax over the query key dot products. The attention mass is the denominator of that softmax. The total unnormalized attention weight that a block of keys receives together, these two quantities completely determine how a block of context contributes to the model's computation, even when concatenated with future tokens.
And this is where the decomposition gets beautiful. Attention over concatenated blocks. Say, your compacted old context followed by the new user query decomposes into a mixture of each block's local attention output, weighted by each block's attention mass. Flash attention exploits exactly this decomposition for efficiency. So if you match both the local attention output and the mass for the compacted block, you preserve its contribution regardless of what comes after.
This is the key insight. You don't need to know what the user will ask next. You don't need to simulate future queries. You just need the compacted cache to behave identically to the original cache in terms of attention outputs and mass. And the future-proofing comes for free from the mathematics of softmax decomposition.
But there is a subtlety. If you have T original tokens and you compress two T tokens, you can't exactly match the attention mass. When the query is the zero vector, the mass of T keys is T, and the mass of T keys is T, no choice of compact keys fixes that.
Which is why the paper introduces scalar biases. One scalar per compact token added to the attention logits. These biases let each compact key account for more than one original key's worth of attention mass. Mathematically, the bias for compact key J tells the model, this key represents the attention contribution of approximately WJ original keys. The biases add negligible memory. One extra scalar per token, compared to 2D values for the key and value vectors. And they're already supported in standard attention implementations like PyTorch SDPA and FlexAttention.
So the optimization has three variables. Compact keys, biases, and compact values. And the paper shows you can solve for all three without gradient descent.
This is where the paper earns its title. The joint optimization is hard, but the paper decomposes it into three sequential steps, each of which has an efficient closed form or near closed form solution. Chapter 3, Solving for Keys, Biases, and Values. Let's walk through the three steps. First, select which keys to keep. Second, fit the biases. Third, fit the values. Each step uses the output of the previous one.
For key selection, the paper considers two approaches. The simple one, pick the keys that receive the most attention from a set of reference queries. Compute attention weights, aggregate across queries using root mean square. Keep the top scoring keys. This is fast. Essentially the same as what token eviction methods do, but measured against a richer set of reference queries.
the sophisticated one, orthogonal matching pursuit, or OMP, this is a greedy algorithm from sparse signal recovery. You're trying to approximate the original attention mass vector using a sparse combination of key columns. At each step, OMP adds the key whose column maximally reduces the residual error, then refits all the weights via non-negative least squares. It directly optimizes for mass matching, rather than using attention scores as a proxy.
OMP is more expensive. It scales linearly in the number of compact tokens. But the paper shows you can speed it up 4 to 8 times by selecting multiple keys per iteration and refitting at intervals rather than every step.
Once you have the compact keys, fitting the biases is a non-negative least squares problem. You want the biased compact mass to match the original mass for all reference queries. The matrix A has entries that are the exponentiated query key dot products. The target vector M holds the original mass values, and you solve for non-negative weights W, whose logs give you the biases. Standard NNL solvers handle this in seconds.
And fitting the values is ordinary least squares. Given the compact keys and biases, you know the compact attention weights for each reference query. You want the weighted sum of compact values to match the original attention output. Stack the equations across all reference queries, solve the normal equations. One matrix inversion. Done.
The beauty of this decomposition is that no step requires gradient descent, no backpropagation, no iterative optimization loops. Each step is either a selection algorithm or a linear algebra routine. This is why attention matching can compact a 60,000 token context in minutes on a single GPU, while cartridges requires hours.
But where do the reference queries come from? You need queries to optimize against, and you don't know what the user will ask.
Three strategies, each producing a different speed-quality trade-off. The fastest, context prefill, where you just run the model forward on the context itself and use the query vectors from that pass. Slightly better, repeat prefill, where you ask the model to repeat the context and extract query vectors from the reconstruction. Best, but slowest, self-study, where you generate synthetic questions about the context and use those query vectors too.
And there's a clever refinement called on-policy queries. When you compact layer by layer, compacting the early layers changes the activation seen by later layers. So for each layer, you extract reference queries by running the model with all previous layers already compacted. This reduces distribution shift and consistently improves results.
Chapter 4. Not all heads are created equal. This is one of the paper's most practically important contributions. Different attention heads have wildly different sensitivity to compaction. Some heads barely care if you compress their KV cache by 20x. Others degrade dramatically if you compress even 5x. The paper calls this non-uniform compaction.
And the ranking of head sensitivity is stable across inputs. That's the critical finding. Although the absolute loss varies by document, the relative ordering, which heads are sensitive and which aren't, stays remarkably consistent. They show this on Qwen34b by measuring sensitivity curves. Fix all heads at a baseline compaction ratio, vary one head at a time, measure the change in loss.
Some heads, like layer 0 head 0, are almost completely insensitive. You can give them almost no budget and the model doesn't care. Other heads, like layer 15 head 2, are exquisitely sensitive. Giving them more capacity dramatically reduces loss. This makes intuitive sense if you think about what different attention heads specialize in. Some heads handle local patterns, nearby token dependencies, syntactic structure. And these are inherently compressible. Other heads perform long-range retrieval, and those need to keep more of the original context.
The stability means you can pre-compute a budget allocation once per model and reuse it across all contexts. The paper uses a greedy exchange algorithm. Start with uniform allocation, iteratively swap budget from insensitive heads to sensitive heads. Stop when no swap improves the objective. Run this once and you have a model-specific compaction schedule.
And in the ablation study, non-uniform head budgets are the single most important component. More important than the choice of key selection algorithm, more important than self-study queries, more important than the fitted biases and values. Getting the per-head budget allocation right matters more than anything else.
That finding has implications beyond this paper. It tells us something about the architecture of attention itself. Even in models trained with full attention everywhere, many heads naturally specialize to local context. Only a small number of heads actually perform the long-range retrieval that requires a full KV cache.
Which connects to another result in the paper. They evaluate on Gemma 312B, which uses an aggressive 5-to-1 ratio of sliding window layers to global attention layers. You might expect compaction to be less useful for these models, since they already have most heads restricted to local windows, but the paper shows that compacting just the global attention layers still yields significant improvements. Even hybrid architectures benefit from intelligent KV management. Chapter 5. The numbers. Let's talk results. The paper evaluates on two benchmarks. Quality, a long document comprehension task with 5,000 to 8,000 token contexts, and long health, a medical records QA task with 60,000 token contexts and 100 questions per context.
At 50x compaction on quality with Qwen34B, attention matching with OnPoint achieves accuracy comparable to cartridges. The expensive gradient-based method. While being two orders of magnitude faster, cartridges takes GPU hours. IMUMP takes minutes. MA with highest attention keys takes seconds.
And both IM methods dramatically outperform all token eviction baselines, H2O, SnapKV, PyramidKV, KVZip. At 50x compression, these methods lose 15 to 30 percentage points of accuracy. Attention matching loses almost nothing. The Pareto frontier of speed versus quality is completely dominated by the AM methods.
On long health, which is much harder because the documents are information-dense medical records, performance degrades faster for all methods, but attention matching still maintains a clear advantage. And summarization, the thing production systems actually do, performs no better than random on this task.
The paper also shows something I find remarkable. You can stack attention matching on top of summarization. Summarize a 6,000 token context into a roughly 300 token summary, then apply AMOMP to compact the summary further. The result, 200x total compaction with accuracy comparable to summarization alone. You get 10x additional compression for free.
The Walcott numbers on a 60,000 token context with Gemma 3 12B on a single H200 GPU. The full AMOMP pipeline takes about 720 seconds. Most of that is query generation. Self-study takes 139 seconds, but NUM key selection takes 565 seconds. But the fast variant, AMOMP Fast, brings AMOMP down to 104 seconds with minimal quality loss. And the highest attention key variant skips AMOMPTeen entirely, completing key selection in 3 seconds.
For the bias and value fitting, 2.2 seconds for NNLS, 1.8 seconds for least squares. The closed form solutions are essentially free. The bottleneck is key selection and query generation, and both have fast variants that trade minimal quality for dramatic speedups.
One more number worth highlighting. They note that KV cache size varies surprisingly little across model sizes. Qwen3235B, a 235 billion parameter mixture of experts model, has a KV cache only 30% larger than Qwen34B for the same sequence length. So these compaction efficiency results should scale to much larger models without proportional cost increases.
Chapter 6. What this changes. I want to step back from the benchmarks and talk about what this paper means for deployed systems, because I think the implications are significant.
Start with the immediate application. Every LLM provider currently uses summarization as a fallback for long contexts. This paper shows you can replace summarization with latent space compaction and get dramatically better results, especially on information-dense tasks where summarization is essentially useless.
But the deeper implication is the concept of disentangling logical context length from physical cache size. The paper introduces this framing explicitly. A compacted cache stores T physical entries, but retains a logical length of T new tokens, get the same position IDs, the same rope phases as they would under the full context. The model behaves as if it saw T tokens, but the cache only stores T.
That's a powerful abstraction. It means compaction is a primitive operation you can invoke whenever the cache gets too large. Grow the context, compact it, grow it again, compact again. You can maintain an arbitrarily long conversation under a fixed memory budget.
And the paper demonstrates this in the appendix, Repeated Compaction on the AIM Math Reasoning Benchmark. Applying compaction multiple times as reasoning chains grow preserves performance. The model can reason for much longer than its physical memory would normally allow.
For agentic systems, this is transformative. Coding agents that generate tool calls and execution traces can consume enormous context. Instead of dropping old traces or summarizing them, you can pack them in latent space. The model retains the ability to attend to old context at a quality level far above what summarization provides.
The paper explicitly names Claude Code and OpenAI Codex as systems that currently use token-based summarization for context management. The term compaction itself is borrowed from these systems. The analogy with log compaction in databases, where many records are consolidated into a smaller representation that preserves the information needed for future access.
There's also an interesting connection to sliding window architectures. The non-uniform compaction results show that most attention heads naturally specialize to local context, with only a few performing long-range retrieval. This explains why hybrid architectures with mostly local attention and a few global layers can match full attention models, and suggests that intelligent compaction schedules could make full attention models behave like hybrid models at inference time without architectural changes.
Let me raise the limitations. OMP with self-study is still minutes, not milliseconds. For real-time chat applications where users expect immediate responses, even the fast variants add latency. The paper acknowledges this and points to optimizing query generation as a key direction.
And at extreme compression ratios, 100x and beyond, cartridges still wins on some benchmarks. The gradient-based approach can search a wider space of representations. Attention matching is constrained to selecting keys from the original cache, while cartridges can learn entirely synthetic keys and values that have no correspondence to any original token. When the budget is extremely tight, that flexibility matters.
Fair, but for the practical operating range, 10x to 50x compression, which covers most real-world needs, attention matching dominates both quality and speed. Here's what stays with me about this paper. The KV cache is the memory of a language model. Everything the model knows about the current conversation, the current document, the current task. It's all encoded in those key value pairs, and for years, the only way to manage that memory at scale has been to throw information away, summarize it, drop old tokens, limit the context window.
This paper shows there's a middle path. You don't have to throw information away. You can compress it in a way that preserves the model's ability to use it.
And the method is surprisingly simple. Select important keys, fit biases via non-negative least squares, fit values via ordinary least squares, three steps, each with a closed-form solution, no neural networks trained, no gradient descent at inference time, just linear algebra on the attention matrices.
The compression happens in the space where the model actually operates, not in token space, where summarization inevitably loses details, in latent space, where the model's own representations live.
There's a philosophical point here that I find compelling. Summarization assumes that the right compression of context is another piece of text. a shorter text that captures the essence of the original, but the model doesn't think in text, it thinks in attention patterns. The right compression of context is whatever makes the attention mechanism behave correctly. And that's exactly what attention matching optimizes for.
Compress in the space where you compute, not the space where you display.
That's the insight. And if it scales, if compaction becomes a standard, primitive in inference engines, invoked automatically whenever memory pressure builds, then the effective context window of language models becomes decoupled from their physical memory. The model remembers everything. The cache stores what matters.
February 2026. MIT, KV compaction via attention matching. Closed form solutions for the memory wall.
That's a paper worth paying attention to. Until next time, dispatches from the edge.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find daily tech feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.